out to find you. Do you read me, Apollo? Apollo!
It's an ocean of darkness. Nothing as far as the eye can see.
Something potentially more dangerous than a Cylon outpost.
A magnetic sea as endless as anything I've ever encountered.
What do you mean, magnetic sea?
A void so far across we couldn't scan the other side.
This disease has swept through every fighter, pirate, and half the bridge officers. Everyone has been in contact with anyone at that party. I can't isolate it.
The Viper is the most advanced flying machine ever designed by man. You don't just turn one over to a shuttle pilot.
I want you to get them combat ready as quickly as possible.
You're not serious.
I'm deadly serious.
Don't force it. Remember, you're flying a Viper. Thinking what you wanted to do is enough to make it happen.
We're about to be married.
What does that have to do with it? Your own sister's a pilot and a warrior.
She's my sister, not my wife-to-be.
Stand by to launch probe. Core systems transferring control. Launch when ready.
I got him.
Commander? Blue Squadron reports mission successful, no casualties.
Good. As soon as the squadron has landed, order all ships in the fleet to close on the Galactica and slow down to probe speed.
We're not going into the void.
At least the doctors of the void may give us some cover.
By your command.
Everything is still proceeding according to my plan, except you have not captured one of their pilots as I ordered.
To assure such a capture, we would have to risk being discovered.
They send out patrols, do they not? Capture one.
There are those who believe that life here began out there. Far across the universe, with tribes of humans who may have been the forefathers of the Egyptians, or the Toltecs, or the Mayans. Some believe that there may yet be brothers of man who even now fight to survive somewhere beyond the heavens.
Navigation reports. Instruments fluctuating radically from intense magnetic interference.
Commander?
Steady on course.
Distress signals from the rising star in the Adena.
Half the fleet is panicking, sir. If they drift off, we'll never find them.
Order all captains to maintain visual contact on the Galactica.
All right, now make it brief.
How do you feel?
I heard about what you did. Thanks.
How do you feel?
Awful. that it beats being dead.
For all we know, the void could be endless.
The Book of the Word tells us that a great star guided the lords of Kobol away from the dying planet, across an endless black sea.
The void. Adama, there are probably as many voids in the universe as there are ideas.
Old friend, this simple medallion is the symbol of my power, but it is also the symbol of our faith, handed down by the lords of Kobol through the millennia to each member of the Council of Twelve. With all our magnificent machinery, can we turn our backs on the inspiration which delivered our people once before?
This round's on me. Did you see that? Did you see what Deidre did?
I couldn't believe it.
What happened, Deidre?
Well, when I broke over their launch bay, there were two rising on Apollo's tail.
Apollo, what do you plan on doing for living quarters after you're married?
You know, that's when...
Oh, well, I am so excited. I just found this place in the Astrodon freighter. A little paint and some nice curtains. It's so cozy. You always were good with color.
When I was in the shuttle, I only pulled about 2 G's. But when I was on my own...
You never believe what I found. I just found some Balcron in the tip barge.
Really? The soft, translucent kind?
Absolutely stunning.
I mean, there were vipers and Cylons all over the place. And I was afraid to fire a laser in case I would hit one of you.
Over the boat.
You know, I've been so fast. I forgot all about deflectors and hypothalamus.
Apollo, stop.
So I just fired.
Guys aren't feeling left out, are you?
Oh, no. What would make you think that?
Commander, could you take a look at this?
What is it?
I don't know. It was there behind us, and then it was gone.
Field looks clear to me now.
And now it does. But every once in a while... There, look.
Meteorite track?
It's always in the same quadrants, Delta 9. If it's a meteorite, it's following us.
Cylons?
There's only one way to find out.
Stay beyond scanner range. Our objective is to capture one of their patrols.
Hey, slow up, you guys. You've got longer legs.
I'm afraid this is confidential. It's a mission.
Well, you've got the wrong pilot.
Wrong pilot?
In Starbuck, I'm Apollo's wingman. Where Apollo goes, I go.
Serena, I don't think you understand.
It's Dama's orders. It's been posted.
That's posted?
I didn't look, Guy. I just assumed. I mean...
Hey, that's fine. Anyway, I'd rather spend the next few centaurs back in the bar picking up pointers from those hot pilots.
Colonel, what's going
on? Apollo, you and Serena proceed to the launch bay. Your coordinates have been programmed to your ships.
Have a nice mission, you two.
Starbuck!
I think we hurt his feelings.
We don't have time for this. Our scanners have picked up targets trailing our fleet.
Where's he going?
Why?
He's going the wrong way. He's going to the officers' club.
Lieutenant Starbuck, this is Captain Apollo's ship.
Yeah, we switched patrols.
Launch when ready.
Transferring control to Intercept 1. Launch when ready.
Starbuck.
Violating orders.
Next, Serena, leave.
Wingman, I'm your wingman. I'm his wingman.
I know. Serena!
Intercept 2, acknowledging coordinates.
Launch.
Launch when ready.
Commander, intercepts 1 and 2 are launched. Only this...
Only one.
So, there are 3 ships in the air.
Thank you.
you get too far ahead of me, you're going to lose your fix. Now slow up and give me a chance to catch up. Serena, you get your tail back aboard the Galactica.
Now, is that any way to talk to an officer? I'll have you up on charges, or at very least locked out of my chambers.
Serena, you're a good pilot. My head believes that even if my stomach doesn't, but this boy can swallow up good pilots, so go back. Apollo.
Yo.
Whatever the Galactica picked up on her scanners is beyond our range. I can't go any further without losing my fix on the Galactica. Then go back. I got a better idea. I'll keep my fix on you. You keep your fix on the home base. We can double our range.
I have a better idea. Apollo can lock on me. I'll fix on the Galactica and we can triple our range.
Who is that? Nobody. Just come back, Starbuck. If anybody's going on deep probe, it'll be me. I'm in command. Sorry. Consider it a wedding present.
Starbuck.
Starbuck!
Switching off you for a microcenton to scan ahead. Stand by.
Galactica Patrol, entering quadrant. Stand by to intercept.
Targets? Practically on top of them.
I'm leaving the void end.
Uh-oh.
I am on top of them. Apollo, I'm in trouble. Apollo, I'm in trouble.
Say again, Starbuck.
You're breaking up. Starbuck, I cannot read you. Starbuck, do you read? Do you read? Come in.
You haven't gone overboard on furniture.
Thanks. It will go better for you, Lieutenant, if you'd show a little respect.
You mean things could get worse?
Lieutenant Starbuck. How nice of you to drop in.
Baldhar. I'd trade my life for one shot at you.
You'll feel differently when you come to understand that I had nothing to do with the defeat of the colonies. I, too, was a victim.
Yeah, you look like one.
Fortunately, there have been some changes in the Cylon Empire. Changes favorable to humans and their predicament.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you'd know a lot about that.
Don't antagonize me. I come to bring an offer of peace to all humans. These people here are our friends.
Really? Well, then you won't mind my leaving with the good news.
In time. Remove him. See that he's fed and made comfortable.
I just want you to know, torture won't do you any good. I had a course in resisting. Hey, careful, I bruise, easy.
This is your plan? To convince the humans that we come bearing the twig of peace?
Yes.
It is illogical to assume they would ever trust you again.
You underestimate the human need for hope. Properly presented and at a propitious moment, they'll come willingly to my arms.
I just can't believe he's gone.
Paulo, I loved him too. That's why I think he'd understand. He'd approve.
Understand? Approve what?
Paulo, marry me now.
now. Right in the middle of this.
Of what? A disaster, a void, an endless night? I don't care. I just don't want to wait for a moment which may never happen. Love me.
Is that what it would take to prove it to you?
I just want every moment we have left. Before another Centaur passes, another mission where I might lose you.
Will the protector of Serena consent to relinquishing his responsibilities to Apollo, the man to whom she has consented to be married?
Yes.
The words I'm about to speak, the most powerful in all the universe. They seal a union between this man and this woman, which is not only for now, but for all the eternities. Apollo, Serena, under the eyes of God, bound by the symbol of the faiths of the Lord of Kobol, I declare you sealed.
A star. A star.
Look, what is it? Pardon me. It's a star. What is it, Colonel Ty? Where are we?
The end of the void?
It's hard to believe.
Believe it. Believe it. It's the end of the void. Ty, initiate a search for a planet. Elliptical orbit, 1 to 3 parsecs from the star.
A planet?
If I'm right, the planet Kobol.
Kobol?
Yes. The mother world of all humans. Incredible.
Beautiful. At least we have a better chance of being alone here than anywhere in the fleet.
Lieutenant, I think we'll set up camp here on the hill. And post a guard, please.
Against what, Commander? I thought this planet was supposed to be dead.
Yes. Yes, it's supposed to be. But post a guard.
A curious development, Your Eminence. This one will, I am sure, take you by surprise.
Nothing takes me by surprise. What is it?
A star.
What star?
A star has appeared, as if out of nowhere, and has guided the Galactica to a dead planet.
truly Adama knows I'm closing for the kill, why would he... A star, you said. Of course. The endless black void and the majestic star in the heavens. The trap is about to be sprung, my good friend. And now it will be all too easy. Prepare my craft.
And an escort?
I go alone.
Of course.
Only I can bring the Galactica to your leader.
Of course.
I wonder what the city was called.
There were many cities here on Kobol. Eden was the largest. It was the first to fall. This might be it. I don't know.
I can't read any of it.
I know, it's difficult. But I've been spending so much time at the old records. For example, that refers to the ninth Lord of Kobol. That's his seal. He was the last ruler before the 13 tribes migrated to the stars.
12 to settle our colonies.
That's why you entered the void. You think you can find a clue to where the 13th tribe went?
Yes. This portal lies the ninth Lord of Kobol in eternal peace. Enter upon pain of death.
Your medallion is the same.
Yes. The seal of the ancient lords. Would bring the ceiling down upon us.
Commander.
We must be very near the sacred chambers.
Thank you.
exactly how you feel. Old friend. Baltar.
Leave him to the council.
He almost killed me. What is this madness?
You need to ask. Selling out your own flesh and blood?
Selling out? What has he told you? What great truths has Adama spoken to my back?
You're saying you didn't arrange the destruction of our fleets, our cities, of almost every living thing in the colonies?
Are you completely mad? What sane human being would do a thing like that? Adama, surely you have not supported such lies. How could you think me so evil? I, too, hold the seal of the Lords. Am a member of a Council of 12. I was as much a victim as any of you. I lost everything. My family, my people. I was trapped between the President's battle star and my own. Captured by the Cylons, taken away like an animal to face trial.
Apparently they found you innocent. A friend of the Cylons.
No. I was spared to lure you into another trap. Through a message of peace from some new and more benevolent Cylon ruler. Get him out. Adama, wait. You must hear me out. I have been to the Cylon seat of power. It is in chaos. The Cylon forces are scattered throughout the star system, searching for you. The route back into the Cylon Empire is barely defended. They're spread so thin, one single battle star could take control of the Empire and bring it to its knees.
You have the tongue of an angel and the soul of a serpent.
I can prove my good intentions. That I have the power to lead you back into Cylon, supposedly as my prisoners, but in actuality, to launch a devastating counterattack against those demons.
What proof?
The immediate release of one of your officers, Lieutenant Starbuck.
He's alive.
Let me show you.
At what price? Remove him, Apollo.
Father, what if he can prove what he's saying?
If they've sent him, then it is a trap.
Then why haven't they attacked?
I cannot tell you. But our safety is not behind us. With you or the Cylons. It lies somewhere out there, along the path taken by the 13th tribe. The tribe that colonized the planet Earth.
Earth? It can't be serious. That's nothing but a fable.
I believe it is as real as the existence of the 13th tribe. And the key to that tribe is here, in this place, locked away somewhere. I am certain of it.
Just getting the feel of it, Centurion. What have you to report of our commander?
Two Centurions have escorted the prisoner to the surface, but there is no word from Baltar.
A pity. I'm afraid Baltar's plan has failed, whatever that plan truly was. A pity.
His instructions were quite specific. To stand by to escort the Galactica back to Cylon.
Yes. The thought that intrigued me was just who was to be whose prisoner.
The orders were quite specific. They were to be our prisoners.
Oh, you Centurions are so limited in your appreciation of the human mind. I'm afraid even our imperious leader underestimates Baltar. The leader and I are of the same series, you know, the IL group. Why he was chosen over me, I'll never understand. But it's just possible that a major military victory under my command...
What is your command?
Just thinking out loud.
The old writings. They have him beguiled. He sits up there in the temple waiting for I don't know what.
Apollo, those scriptures sent us here.
No, a burned out sun led us. Nothing more.
All right, dear practical. But isn't it comforting to know that there's more to life than a burned out star and ruins?
Hi, how are you?
Starbuck!
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 Ah, missed me, did you? Hmm? Yeah, I guess you did.
Hey, everybody, it's Starbuck.
Starbuck!
He's back!
Hey, it's against regulations to hug a junior officer. Unless you mean it.
We thought you were dead.
Yeah, well, what's a little base star to an old war jock like me?
Base star?
There's a base star coming?
No, not coming. Waiting. For orders. Didn't Baltar show? He's the one that got me free.
A base star? Cylon's here? Where'd it come from?
He's come to offer peace. Do you believe it?
I believe we better get off this planet before Baltar's forces get here. Starbuck, you start breaking camp.
Sergeant Payne, let's get all this stuff moving to the land rent.
All right, Baltar, I want some answers, and I want the truth this time. You're coming with me.
Starbuck has arrived. Good.
I thought I told you to have him removed to the Galactica.
I was afraid to send him to the Galactica. You've seen the effect he has on our new warriors. We don't dare expose him to the Council.
I can handle the Council.
Can you handle the Cylon base ship? There's one just beyond our scanner range. We must leave while the star is dormant and the magnetic field can hide our escape.
We cannot leave.
Adama, listen to reason. You could drift forever in search of what? A planet that may be the myths of half-drunken star voyagers who came back to die here? We could all die here. Unless I give the appearance that I've delivered you. We must attack and seize power. It will take them completely by surprise.
I trusted you once.
I cannot stay here too long before my machine friends will become nervous and do something rash.
Is it my imagination or is the room getting light?
It's the star. It's pulsing again.
It's as if that window were placed precisely in that position for a reason.
Medallion.
Keep by the star.
Crypt?
Do you think I believe in all that primitive superstition?
I didn't mean it.
It's locked. Out! I was out. Stand aside.
It was a mistake. I meant no harm.
The time of the Lord shall with you use your power. Get us out of here.
I cannot. Apollo, I say they're using at least 50 Magon loads.
Blow that place to pieces.
Look, the only way I know how to get him down is to knock him out of the sky.
crazy? You girls barely know how to fly.
Look, you do what you want to do. I'm going.
Wait. Lord, help us.
Get my hands on you, Lucifer.
Adama, do something!
Give me the torch. Quickly!
All right, fly in pairs. Wingmen, stick to your leaders. Protect them. We may have a chance.
Starbuck, we'll ionize them. The angle deflection on incoming Cylon fighters indicates an attack on the surface of Cobol.
And all of our warriors are down there.
Not all of them.
Colonel, Blue Squadron reporting for duty, sir.
Lieutenant, obviously you can't even stand.
The Viper has flown from the seated position, sir.
Not on the bridge. Let's go get him.
Jamie got hit. Watch out. Great. There's one on your tail. Breaking. It's hopeless, Starbuck.
Need to roll. Roll. Fighting.
Launch Vipers.
Transferring launch control. Launch when ready.
Launching.
This is what we came for. This is a record of the Exodus. The final departure of the first 12 tribes. The ones which eventually became the colonies we knew. And here, the last days, the final days of Kobol. It tells the 13th tribe.
Can you tell where they went?
Forget the writings.
They're disintegrated. They're gone.
Help me.
We'll be gone too if we don't hurry, Father.
Help me. Somebody help me.
Here they are. Blue Squadron, let's go join the party.
I'm in trouble.
Hang on, Starbuck. I'm coming.
You better hurry.
Jolly,
this one's mine.
Yeah! I got you lined up.
Thank you.
Father, we must get out of here before it all comes down on us.
No. You can't leave me here. Walter. We'll have no choice. Your friends have sealed your fate and ours.
A deal part, limb from limb, second by second, so help me. You have not heard the last of Baltar.
Colonel, combat report coming in. Surprise total, Cylon's running, shall we pursue Boomer?
Negative, bring them home. Any word from the commander or Apollo?
No, sir.
The tents and camp have been obliterated.
Well, it doesn't mean they didn't get away. Starbuck!
What happened?
We lost some good pilots up there.
Athena!
She's back with the rest of the squadron.
Commander, Colonel Ty wants to get underway as soon as possible. The Cylons will undoubtedly be sending reinforcements.
Yes. Yes, we must get off the surface as quickly as possible. Come on.
Look out!
Serena.
Wait for a junior warrior attack. It's better. It's much better. Isn't fair to you?
To me? If I could trade places.
No. I just want you to know. I feel very, very lucky. Even if all we had was a brief time.
And we'll have an eternity, too.
Do you believe that?
You've convinced me. A spirit like yours just can't end. This gone boxy, not her spirit or her love for us. We'll have that always, forever.
I guess I won't make a very good warrior.
You'll make a fine warrior. Come on, son, let's go.
Fleeing from the Cylon tyranny, the last battle star, Galactica, leads a ragtag fugitive fleet on a lonely quest. A shining planet known as Earth.